Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, it has begun. The Sons of Liberty have prepared for the Minnesota State Fair. And we have landed. We are out on the east end of the grandstand. Now, listen, I'm in the studios right now, but we do this three-hour round trip every day to make it work for all of our listeners and our viewers as well. But in saying that, we have a booth at the east end of the grandstand, two lanes in. Go into the east end of the grandstand there. Go two lanes in, and you will find us there. We will be there from yesterday all the way till September 5th. 12 days. 12 days in a row, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., folks. It's a busy time right now. By the way, if you want to book us out, right now is the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. 1 Timothy 2:5. The list goes on. Really quick here, friends, I want to play a little catch up. Yesterday, I had highlighted Marjorie Taylor Greene busted again. Americans, those who are being sold to as the heroes, are the ones selling you out. And I took the time to show you how Marjorie sells herself to the people, but who she really is concerning the fruit that she bears, Matthew 7:16. And they contradict each other at every given turn. And this is every politician, folks, because the fact of the matter is if they were the real ones, they'd probably be thrown in prison for something that they didn't do. This is where we're at today. But I took the time to show you that Marjorie Taylor Greene, the one that demonized vaccinations, she was calling them the vaccine Nazis. She was the one that went out there and was basically condemning the big pharma. Well, we found out that 13 senators, as well as 35 different U.S. representatives, along with Marjorie Taylor Greene, were actually found to be investors into that of, you ready for this? Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca. Friends, this is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
So I don't know what happened there. GCN just told me that we red barred halfway through, which is highly irregular over here. But again, friends, it's just one thing after another. I mean, you want to understand spiritual warfare, tune into the Sons of Liberty because it is there. But what I was doing, friends, and I'm going to reiterate this because it's that important that I do in case that you missed it. I was highlighting the fact that Marjorie Taylor Greene, right, what she says and what she does are two different stories. How she was basically condemning Big Pharma only to find out that she was actually investing into Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, and so on and so forth. Then we found out that she was demonizing Disney as an organization that was sexualizing children, only to find out that Marjorie Taylor Greene owns up to $45,000 worth of Disney stock. Okay? Then we find that the freedom fighter, Marjorie Taylor Greene, is exposed again because she's out there condemning student loan forgivenesses, which, by the way, is communism. The government has no business in this area. They have no business stealing money away from those that work to give it to those that don't. And by the way, if it's about, if it's really about for the good of the people, according to the minds, and just showing you the hypocrisy of those people that you tolerate in this country, friends, then why is it that they won't forgive hospital deaths concerning people that have cancer or sicknesses? Because that's not what it's about. Folks, what they're doing is they're creating dependence. They're saying to all those students out there, hey, listen, we're going to forgive your debt. What did they do? They just won them a bunch of dependents. Pay attention to what's going on here. But again, going back to the point that Marjorie Taylor Greene, what she says and what she does are two different stories. I just highlighted really quick, folks, during the last segment, that Matt Gaetz was found grilling, as they call it. He was grilling Disney for gathering data illegally as they were surveilling children at Disney. I'm not making this up. Just go ahead and ask Matt. He'll tell you. Listen to what he has to say.
I am not. And there's a Forbes article that came out while you were chairman of this committee, and it talks about the robots that Disney sends around its park to collect data on the people at the park to utilize.
Okay, so he's condemning Disney for surveilling children. Now, what most didn't know, and I'm going to get this in there because it was probably cut off during the last segment, isn't it interesting that Matt Gaetz is being accused of sex trafficking? And guess what? There were kids that were involved. The probe is moving forward. He's extorted Americans. Have you figured this out? They're extorted men attacking you. They're not attacking Disney. They're not attacking those that they're allegedly grilling because there's never any justice. And if there's no justice, who are they attacking? Their constituents is what they're doing, friends. Then I highlighted the fact that Joe Rogan, isn't it interesting how Joe Rogan, he loves to demonize Christianity. And I'm humored by him. I would love to be on Joey's show. Isn't it interesting how the powers that are tolerated give him, friends, hundreds of millions of dollars to flood the airwaves and spew out his anti-Christian themes. Isn't it interesting? He's stupid as a rock. He really is. Sits on a television set or your social media platforms. He gets drunk and he goes back and forth talking to people that everybody knows, right? Well, what's interesting about it is recently Zuckerberg was on Joe Rogan's show, too. He wasn't demonizing Zuckerberg. No, he was all buddy-buddy with Zuckerberg. He knows who put him there, friends. The devil did. And so are his minions all the way around him. He knows who his pals are. So Joe's opposed... as he continuously demonizes Christians, but he's buddy-buddy with those that are illegally censoring our free speech. Yep, that's where we're at. I'm caught up at this point. I wanted to highlight this really quick because this stuff humors me to no end. I want you to catch this. Kayak fisherman snags 90-million-year-old fish fossil in Missouri River. Hey folks, the archaeologists, right, as they call themselves, the archaeologicals, right, the smart people, they sit around at a table and they create all these names and then they break them up into syllables and they practice for months before they actually publicly say them. And then what they do is they come out and everybody thinks they're really smart. Here, let me say this. Science, Webster's 1828, is the study of creation. Isn't it crazy how man discovers God's creation and then he tries to get God out of the way? Folks, the earth is probably 5,000 to 6,000 years old, but yet they want you to believe that a fisherman snagged a 90-million-year-old fish fossil in Missouri River. Isn't that amazing? Aren't they smart? Oh, yeah, they're really smart. What is 1 Timothy 6:20 tells us, keep that which is committed to thy trust. That which Christ has put in you by the Holy Ghost. Avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so accused. Now, I want you to hear this because when you read this in context, friends, it says, keep that which is committed to thy trust. And that is entrusted to you as Christians, and to which reference has been particularly made in this epistle, right? In oppositions of science falsely so-called, listen to what Barnes had to say. He said, religion has nothing to fear from true science. Of course it doesn't, because science is the study of what God created. There's nothing to fear. And the minister of the gospel is not exhorted to dread that. Real science, in all its advances, contributes to the support of Christianity, and just in proportion as that is promoted, will be found to sustain the Bible and to confirm the claims of religion to the faith of mankind. Now, see, this is illustrated at length with Wiseman's lectures on the connection between science and true religion. It is only false or pretended science that religion has to dread, and which the friend of Christianity is to avoid. This is pure nonsense. This is pure nonsense. Have you ever, folks, I remember back in the 90s when they had come out with the movies Jurassic Parks. And notice how they had to pepper that movie with indoctrinating the children with what? Their false science. 100 million years ago. 30 million years ago. Did you ever notice, friends, it was never the same number? It's always a different number. 5 billion years ago. Folks, these are the same people concerning meteorologists that cannot even forecast the weather to be right according to what they predict on a daily basis. This is embarrassing, to say the least. And this is what I want you to hear. These are the same people, and I'm talking about the modern-day scientists who wars against God, and it's a war, again, that they're never going to win. They were the ones that gave you Heidelberg Man. Did you know that Heidelberg Man, speaking now of evolution, according to them, was built from a jawbone that was conceded by many to be quite human? Of course it was quite human. Did you know that they also gave you Nebraska Man, which was scientifically built up from one tooth and later found to be the tooth of an extinct pig? I'm not making this up. This is what the modern-day scientists are giving you, folks. It's heresy, to say the least. They gave you Piltdown Man. The jawbone turned out to belong to a modern ape. Pay attention. Peking Man. We were told Peking Man was 500,000 years old. Friends, conveniently, all evidence has disappeared. Does that surprise anybody? Absolutely not. What about the Neanderthal Man? at the International Congress of Zoology in 1958, Dr. A.J. E. Cave said that his examination showed that the famous Neanderthal skeleton found in France over 50 years ago is that of an old man who suffered from arthritis. Of course it was. Of course it was. What about Cro-Magnon man? I mean, look at these names they create, friends. It's just, listen, if it wasn't so terrifying, because they're serious, right? It would be humorous to no end. Cro-Magnon man is what they gave us. One of the earliest and best established fossils is at least equal in physique and brain capacity as modern man. So what's the difference? Now let me show you modern man in the face of what they accept by these heretics. Okay? These madmen who belong in zoos, behind bars. We need to feed them with a stick, friends. They're not right in the head, to say the least. Modern man, this genius thinks we came from a monkey. Some do. And what does Romans 1:22 tell us? Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. So friends, I would strongly suggest before you look at this propaganda, which is only designed to confuse. By the way, if you look at Daniel 9:7, that's exactly what it is. They throw this stuff out there to confuse you. They want to throw things before the path of who Christ is on so many different ways to blind you to the truth. Shut this stuff down, folks. This is absolutely ridiculous. And let me remind you as well, friends, all the way up until 1968, it was illegal to teach evolution in this country. So what is becoming of what's taking place today? Well, they keep writing off science, right? Well, guess what, friends? It's false science. It's false. And do you have to worry about false science? Well, look at over the last 3 years. What was that all aimed at? You accept our science and you better take it or else. Is that what it was? How many people are falling over dead on a daily basis? Friends, if that's crazy, go on social media platforms and you'll find out exactly what I'm talking about. These people that are dying, you're not even being told about it on the air or on television. Go to social media platforms. You're seeing them drop like flies. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Heavily redacted. Those words from former President Donald Trump as he's reacting to the release of an affidavit used to raid his South Florida home. On Truth Social, Trump calling it heavily redacted. He also says he gave many documents to federal officials. Meantime, the president is questioning why the judge in this case hasn't recused himself. President Joe Biden announced Wednesday his plan to forgive between $10,000 and $20,000 in federal student loans for borrowers making less than $125,000 a year. National Economic Council Deputy Director Bharat Ramamurthy explains what the White House is estimating the total cost of the plan to be.
It is paid for and far more by the amount of deficit reduction that we're already on track for this year.
Skeptics argue taxpayers will be on the hook. You're listening to USA Radio News. The U.S. Secret Service is announcing it's returning $286 million in stolen COVID loans to the Small Business Administration Friday. Assistant Special Agent in Charge Roy Dotson explains that the loans were stolen by 15,000 Green Dot bank accounts that were fraudulent.
The initial investigation indicated the majority of the accounts had been established using synthetic identities, stolen personal identifiable information, or the utilization of willing and unwilling money mules.
Saturday marks 1 year since Gabby Petito's death. The 22-year-old's body was found in Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming after she never returned home from a road trip with her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. Her family is asking people around the world to light a candle on the anniversary of her death, with her mother saying, "Let's light up the sky all over the world." This is USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Okay. Hey, Johnny, up there from Missouri, I see you up there. I'm just trying to get through so I can stay the topic, but I will pull you up, Johnny from Missouri. What say you, my friend?
Good day, Bradley. You know, I just want to call on behalf of the people that want to say things that are not necessarily true about you on social media, but don't have the heart or the bravery or the courage to call in and say anything.
Okay.
And I'm particularly calling in about a salt character, you know, who says, you know the Bible, but you don't know God's heart. And it just, like, blew my mind that he said that. I said, well, why don't you call in? And he said, well, because I don't want to be on hold for, 30 minutes or more. And besides, he talks over people. And it's like he'll agree with everything you say, but as soon as I say something, then he'll say, yeah, Bradley. But it's like, dude, why don't you call in? And those types of people are just as bad as the world leaders that are decepting everybody and playing games with us. They're no different.
Yeah. Well, I agree. And Johnny, can I say this? And I've said this to people that I've worked with. I had a crew of 30 people at one point, and I always told them, I don't need, and I'm not saying this is a smack in the face. The Bible says, those that raise tongue against us, thou shalt condemn, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Here's where I always put myself. I don't need people to defend me, because the Lord will do that without fail, and I totally appreciate what you're telling me, just for the record. But what's sad about it is, these people act like I applied for this job. The only reason that I'm here is because they didn't respond. And the fact of the matter is, the Lord's looking to those that will hold to his word, not to the opinions or to the commandments of men. I'm not that guy, just for the record.
And I know that, and that's why I called in. And I'm sorry I wasted your time. You do have very good bits of information you need to be putting out there. And, hey, I just thought I'd give you a heads up. How about the Trump telling Klaus Schwab he's doing a fantastic job?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Can you send me the link on that? Because that's what people need to see. I don't, you know, after Trump called himself the father of the vaccine, for those, you know, I'll give them, well, I don't want to say I'll give them a pass, because there was so much that was seen on the branches of Trump's corrupt administration that there is no excuse for. But I would love to show people that, just to give them another idea that when Trump called himself the father of the vaccine, that this is just as bad. Johnny, if you could send that to me, I'd love to show everybody that. That's great information.
I would do that.
Okay.
We'll be glad to. And I just wanted to call in because, Bradley, I do know you know God's heart. You know, just I just know. I never had to ask that question. And for this guy to say that, that's why I wanted to call him out on the carpet. But, you know,
thank you.
He won't call in. But thank you, sir.
Thank you,
and both Tim Brown and all your guests and everything you do, and thank God for the most. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, folks, you know, it's interesting, and just I just thought about this, Johnny, and I just disconnected with you. It's interesting. I just seen a guy And the way it looked to me is he was talking about how he's 55 years old. He's been in the ministry for decades. And he said he was just baptized with the Holy Ghost. That's scary stuff. Let me say this. There's the head for the last couple decades preaching the Word of God without the anointing, which is damning. The Bible says the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. He's sitting there preaching the letter that killeth, but he didn't have a spirit concerning the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5, to give life. This is what a hireling is, friends. And this is what is taking the predominance concerning the pulpits in America today. They don't have the Holy Ghost, because if they were, we wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in today. I just would say this to those that question the things that I'm saying in reference to the Word of God. The only lifestyle, and let me say it with an exclamation rather than just a statement, the only argument against the Word of God, the only arguments against the Bible are an unholy lifestyle. So I'm not offended by that. I'm totally not offended by that. I feel sorry for people like that when they refuse and they reject the Word of God to their own condemnation. Romans 8, John 3:19, and the list goes on. And so they're doing it to themselves. And as I've said so many times, that either when it comes to this show, either you accept the message or you reject the message. This is a prophetic ministry. We're not here, again, giving our opinion. And if we were, I wouldn't constantly make reference to the Word of God and the Constitution. We're just showing you who's doing the line for the most part. And hopefully the Holy Ghost is going to come in and convict men of sin. And apparently, Johnny, that's exactly what's going on with that guy, is the Lord is convicting him. And I would love to have him call in and have him tell me everything that I'm talking about that is in error. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, listen, let's get to this really quick. And by the way, thank you for the call, Johnny. I got this yesterday in the mail, and to say that it was offensive is to say the least, because we have this guy in Minnesota. His name is Tim Walls. He's from Nebraska. There's billboards all over the city of him dressed up as a clown, and it talks about how he's in hiding. The guy goes nowhere publicly. If he's on television, it's just he's there to do what he's supposed to do, and then he disappears again. It's also interesting to note, folks, that Dr. Scott Jensen is actually doing really well in the state of Minnesota, and they did a debate, I believe it was about a month ago, and someone sent it over to me. And for a better way of saying it, Scott Jensen held to the truth, and I was really happy with 99% of the things that Scott had to say, because it was exposing this criminal's conduct in office, incumbency, okay? And we just found out that Tim Walz, the governor of the state of Minnesota, who is not there by the vote of the people, he is there by voter fraud, just like Keith Ellison is, it's interesting that he just canceled the next debate with Scott Jensen, okay? This is the governor in the state of Minnesota. He's a total tyrant. The man belongs behind bars, at least. I've called his office several times. I've called his office several times to get him on the radio. And, of course, he's not going to get on the radio program, friends, because he doesn't want someone to throw him real questions. He wants the softballs. They're all pre-scripted. He knows exactly what the useful idiots are going to ask him on national television or local television. I'm sorry. And he doesn't want anybody asking him real questions. But he's talking about abortion. This is what I received yesterday. My record is pro-choice. Nancy Pelosi asked me if I should tone it down. In other words, he's so pro-choice, he advocates for the murder of the innocent in the womb, right? Exodus 20:13, thou shalt not murder, right? That's what the Lord said in Proverbs 6:7. What did he say? God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Not these devils, John 8:44. They're murderers. It's exactly what they are. But what I want to make clear here is, what came along with that note that was just sent to me was, after a monumental victory, they're talking about the Supreme Court that just threw it back to the states. By the way, the federal government, namely the Supreme Court, had no jurisdiction taking up abortion in any sense of the word. Why is that? I'll tell you in a moment. Okay? But what I want you to hear is this letter is making reference to the monumental victory that the Supreme Court gave concerning Roe versus Wade. That's the illusion. It's not true in any sense of the word. Government has no business advocating the murder of the innocent, and they illegally sanctioned it, friends. It's exactly what they did. Okay, and they gave women these little whores that go around, and they fornicate, and they commit adultery, and then when they concede, they want to get rid of the fruit that they're guilty of, right? And that's what they are. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. Tell me what it says if you disagree with what I just said. But it says that there came a devastating setback after this monumental victory. And what I did is I went down just a little bit. These are all fundraisers, friends. A lot of these organizations, they're not there to stop abortion. They're there to maintain it. Okay, they're there under false pretenses because that's how they make their money. Okay, these are all fundraisers for a good portion of them. Now, I know others that are totally straight up. You're not killing babies anymore. They are law enforcement. And I'm talking about God's children on this earth doing what they're supposed to do and upholding the laws that the corrupt politicians are not. But what it says Minnesota is one of those states with additional obstacles. In a 1995 case called Doe versus Gomez, the Minnesota Supreme Court, by the way, on the back of the Supreme Court is Moses and the Ten Commandments. On the way out concerning this Supreme Court that we're talking about right now in the state of Minnesota, it has a quote by John Locke, and it says, where the law ends, tyranny begins. So these cases are tyrannical at every given stage. Okay? And what are we talking about right now? These are the people, when you stand up for the lives of the babies, these are the ones that want to say that you're anti-government. You're anti-government for advocating for the life of the baby. For those that are advocating representatives uphold the law in condemning the crimes, Deuteronomy 25 verse 1. This corrupt system of government that many are putting up with in America today, they want to call you anti-government. They want you to be the domestic terrorist if you stand on the side of the law in America today. Remember how I said during the first segment I was going to show you the crooked stick and the straight stick? Well, guess what, friends? All of this is unconstitutional. Now listen to what it says next. It says that means even the Roe gone, we still have legal abortions in our state, at least for now. Okay? And again, I want you to remember that when they're talking about these judges overriding the Constitution, what they're doing concerning this letter right here is stating that one judge made it legal for people to murder babies in this state. Isn't that amazing? Well, then let me ask you the question. Is that good behavior to advocate for the murder of the baby? Absolutely not. Yesterday, 2 days ago, I had a phone call, and he asked me, you know, what do I believe is the answer to the issues that we deal with in this country today? I said, well, it's already found in the Word of God, and it's already found in the U.S. Constitution, and I'm going to give you just one more reference just to show you, friends, as to who's breaking the law here. When I go to Article 3, Section 3, it says the Supreme Court and in such inferior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish, the judges both of the Supreme Court and inferior courts shall hold their offices during good behavior. Friends, is this letter, is that good behavior concerning that one judge that overthrew the law in the state? And instead of the people, the 5 million people standing up and dealing with her, what are they going to do? They're going to let her have her way. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Richard from Elko, Tennessee. And I stand for Bradley Dean in his fight for America. So I say, come on, all you silent Christians out there, let's stand up, let's back up, and let's speak up for Bradley Dean's message. And remember this, united we stand. And divided we fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I see you out there soon, New York. Just hang on one second. I want to finish this point, and I'll pick you up here. Okay, so I'm talking about the letter right now. After a monumental victory came a devastating setback. Now, of course, on the very back is their fundraiser. They're there only to maintain their organization. Okay, this person said, I'm not going to mince words. Governor Tim Walz is a true believer in abortion. Oh, that's going to get the job done. No, that's diplomacy, friends. And if they really meant what they said in putting abortion to a stop, they'd be out there protesting. They'd be out there, friends, making sure that their said representatives upheld the law, not to advocate murder concerning the innocent in the womb. But what I want you to hear is it says this, too. It says, but it got worse on July 11th, just a few weeks after the historic Dobbs decision, a district court judge in Ramsey County in Minnesota issued a radical ruling nullifying several existing pro-life laws in Minnesota, citing the 1995 Gomez decision as a foundation. The judge struck it down. So these people, instead of doing what it is that they're commanded to do by God and to peruse the U.S. Constitution, and I'm going to give that to you right now, right? We're supposed to keep the Lord's commandments, His judgments, and His statutes. That's our wisdom, Deuteronomy 4:6. But I want you to listen to this, because it tells us in Article 3, Section 3, that judges sit during good behavior. Folks, they sit during good behavior. Nowhere can you find in the Constitution that they have any reference to a law that gives them the right to do the wrong thing. It's not there. Matter of fact, if you look at Article 3, Section 1, you will find what I just recited to you. Article 3, Section 2 is this. In law and equity arising under the Constitution. You ready for this? Anton Scalia. I want you to hear what he had to say concerning abortion, because he was the one, my friends, that said that the Constitution, nowhere in the Constitution is there a right to abortion. Wow. Isn't that crazy? He said the Constitution contains no right to abortion. Well, then maybe we need to go back to Article 2, Section 3. And when we go back to Article 2, Section 3, it tells us that those that serve we the people, legislative, executive, right? The three branches of government, and what are they? Legislative, friends, executive, and judicial. Judicial. What does it tell us in Article 2, Section 3? He shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed and shall commission all the officers of the United States. So here's the answer to abortion. Remove the judge. See, everybody wants to come up with another idea to circumvent what it is that they're commanded by God to do and what our forefathers did in giving us what we have today. They want to come up with a new idea. They want to do a fundraiser just like corrupt politicians who are fleecing their constituents for more money, making millions off of the fact, friends, that they're highlighting the crime rather than the law that they're already paid by taxpayers to enforce. Well, Americans, will you please think with me? You already have provision. Instead of 5 million people in the state of Minnesota submitting to this radical, lawless legislator that sits on the bench, that calls herself a judge, the 5 million people need to stand up, impeach her Article 2, Section 4, and prosecute her. That's the only right way and the only sound way to bring about resolve under God and under government in the United States of America. There's no other way. There's no other way. I know people are looking for the easy way out, but it's not going to come. Okay? I'm going to take Sue really quick, and then I'm going to get over to the Second Amendment, and then I'm going to go to FEMA camps if I have time to do that. Sue, I got to make this really quick, but I did want to pick up your call. What is it that you have to say?
I just wanted to ask you where I can find where all our tax dollars went during the Trump administration that you had shared on your video. We know what he said, but this is what he did.
Yeah. Well, why don't you look at the bills, the omnibus bill that he first signed. It was his first unconstitutional.
Do I find these?
Go over to Breitbart. Okay, it's the $1 trillion omnibus bill that him and Paul Ryan, it's right on the front page, and there's several. But start there, and then when you get that, go ahead and email me, and I'll send you over the links. I have them on hand.
Okay, and where do I find your email?
Okay, just go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and there's a contact button.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, so folks, let's go to the next point. Talking about the Second Amendment. I just got an email today, and they were talking about, again, they're using fear to do fundraisers. Okay, this gun rights, or the only one out there that's the real deal, NRA, friends, if you want to buy the leader of that organization another $10 million mansion, keep giving him money. Okay? Other organizations I would be weary of until you know them for yourselves and judge them by their fruit. The only ones that I know of that are upright is Larry Pratt and his son Eric Pratt, Gun Owners of America. They're the real deal. They're not compromising at any given step. But what I want to say is I got an email today talking about how they're going after our guns. Well, guess what, friends? They can go after our guns all day long. The Constitution was written very precisely to restrain the power and force of government and to protect the liberties of each and every one of us. That's what the Constitution is for. Matter of fact, what did Samuel Adams say in 1788? The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. So why are they raising money? Why are they trying to scare us into believing that the government can come in and take our guns? They cannot. The Bill of Rights are the thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people. Now, what are we talking about right now? These people that are trying to steal away your guns, those that are murdering babies at will, those that are zeroing in on your children as a bunch of pedophiles that they are, they want the rest of the American people to believe and the world to believe that you are anti-government for holding to the side of the law that keeps us free, fulfilled by grace, Ephesians 2:8. They want you to believe that, they want the rest of the people in the world to believe that you're a domestic terrorist for standing up against their crimes. You know what? Let them believe whatever they want to believe. For serious. Let them believe whatever they want to believe. Hey, folks, St. Augustine said, though defensive, violence will always be a sad necessity in the eyes of men of principle. It would be still more unfortunate if wrongdoers should dominate just men. What's happening today, friends? What's happening today? Unjust men are incumbent. They're planted. And what are they doing? They're being used by the living God. I read the whole book of Amos last night. The Lord is known by the judgments that he's executing. And it's exactly what's reigning in America today. This, again, is happening to a people that refuse to obey God. That's period. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. That's why the message is repent. And it's going to continue on until the American people repent. Your sin is finding you out. Numbers 32:23. I got 3 minutes, and I'm going to pick this up again tomorrow, and I'm going to slow my roll on it. Somebody just sent this over to me again. Complete list of 1,000 FEMA concentration camps, 2022. It's called The Road to Hell. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. That's interesting. My ministry in high schools was called You Can Run, But You Cannot Hide. That's right. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Why? Because the Lord said He's going to judge you, and He's going to be thorough about judging you. We'll get to this in more detail tomorrow concerning Scripture. Just read it yesterday. Hang on. Okay, I'm going to, I just read this last night. The Bible tells us in Amos 9:2, though they dig into hell, thence shall my hand take them. Though they climb up to heaven, thence I will bring them down. In other words, no matter where you go, the Lord's judgments will follow until you are judged. Period. But this is what I want you to see again, okay? This is what people are out there doing. They're highlighting the crimes of corruption. On this site, concerning all these FEMA camps, as of 2022, he recites executive orders. Executive orders. Okay. Now this dummy, and a dummy he is making reference to executive orders that are in stark contrast to the U.S. Constitution. Anything that stands in contrast to the U.S. Constitution, my friends, is null and void. It's null and void. Executive orders, unless they are congruent to the United States Constitution, guess what? They are null and they are void. They can put up a million camps in America. My answer to you is the same that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego exhibited before all of us. And we're still talking about it 4,000 and 5,000 and 6,000 years later. Defy tyrants. Defy the tyrants. There's no excuse as to why we are in the predicament that we are, outside of the fact that you've got people like this scaring people into submission to that which is illegal, putting you under submission through your lack of knowledge of the Word of God and the Constitution to tyrants that want to throw you in camps. So which one are you going to have? Which one are you going to submit to, friends? Either the Lord, the living God, or the tyrants. Because if you want to submit yourself to tyrants, you deserve exactly what you've got coming. Period. Love you enough to tell you the truth. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.